Hi, I'm Kristen.
And I'm Megan,
co-founders of the Restful Project. The Restful Project helps each woman identify how to love God and her people with all her heart. We equip her with the ability to remove distractions so she can focus and live fully in the here and now.
The Restful Project is based upon the biblical concepts of practicing Sabbath rest so we can experience the fullness of shalom, peace, wholeness, blessing, and connection to Christ and Christ followers.
Hello, friends, and welcome to our fourth Sunday of Advent, which is all about peace. And so this is the last purple candle. And then on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, that is when we light that precious white candle that is in the middle to symbolize the birth of Christ. Now, I am excited to talk to you guys today because I really feel like as we've been walking through Advent, we are nearing the end. And at the very beginning, we talked about how, you know, Advent is all about the arrival of Jesus and making room in our hearts and our schedules to celebrate the birth of Christ. And today, I just want to focus in on those days leading up to his birth and how Mary felt, and for us to put ourselves in Mary's shoes. But before we go there, I want to first ask you, who are you? Your identity and my identity rests in Christ's redemptive love. But I think so often we question our identity, who we are and what we are created to do. Because you and I, we live often in the hustle and hurry cycle. A lot of us are trying to love the people around us, but we don't believe that we are loved. And we don't truly love ourselves. So we try to prove our worthiness by our performance. I read about something called your CCT, and it has stuck with me ever since I read it because I was like, yes, this is so true. This is what I do to myself all the time. It's called your central condemning thought, and it's a shame-based negative thought that attacks our self-image. Thoughts like, I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy enough, I'm not seen. Have you ever thought that about yourself or just a negative self-talk in general? It's okay, I have two. And so as we've been preparing for Advent and as we look at the arrival of Jesus, friend, we have to know that Jesus radically changed everything. Before, you know, I think so often we identify ourselves like, who are you? And I think a big identifier is, I'm a sinner. I mess up. I fail constantly. You know, and this is something that I think in church, a lot of times, some pastors really hone in on our sin and how we are called, you know, into just confess of our sin. And you know, it's so much about the sin-based mentality. And I'm not negating that because it's true. Yes, we are sinners. I mean, we are all born sinners. We are born as babies, perfect and beautiful, but also with sin. And it's just because of the fall that is part of man's natural, it's part of who we are. But Jesus, when he came, his birth, and then his death on the cross, it radically changed everything because he died for our sins. And we hear that over and over again. But because of that, we are free from our sin. Nothing we can do is going to separate us from the love of God. And so when we begin to switch our mindset from these central condemning thoughts into the restful cycle, which is admit, yeah, we're unworthy. But when we honor the Sabbath, we celebrate God's rhythm for work, service, play, worship, and rest. And when we live in this, the restful cycle, we know that we can rest in Jesus. The Sabbath is created for rest in which work finds its culmination. So that's when it is complete. It is made whole. And so again, nothing we can do, no matter how hard we work, we can't earn God's love. It's already been given to us. And it's already part of our freedom and our identity because Jesus died on the cross for our sins. Is that making sense? And so today, as we look upon the word, you know, peace, and we look at this peace candle, I want us to have this sense of peace that no matter how negative our thoughts are towards ourselves, that's not what we're supposed to live in, because that doesn't give us peace, right? But when we know that we are loved and chosen and seen by God, and that Jesus covered everything for us through his birth, I mean his humble birth, he came as flesh, as man, to wash it all clean. I mean, it's all those deep, you know, I just think about he washes my soul clean, and that's what he does for us. But going back to this also being the peace candle, and us, I know many of us as women, you know, whether, you know, you look at your own mom or someone who has a mom character in your life, someone who has had some kind of mentorship in your life, a motherly mentorship, or if you are in a season of motherhood yourself, or maybe your sister just became a mom and you see all the work that she does, or maybe you actually mentor younger children, you know, maybe through teaching or through community service or at your church, whatever it is, I want us as women to place ourselves in Mary's shoes. Do you ever wonder, and I want to ask you this, do you ever wonder if Mary felt unworthy in her call to carry the Son of God? Because she knew the angel came and told her, you know, who this child was. And she knew that the child within her was, you know, conceived from her virgin self. And I think with Mary, you know, as we look at our Weary World Rejoices devotion this week, we see that there was peace within her because she believed and she felt this worthiness. Like she said, who am I that God would call upon me? And she felt like a humble servant and she rejoiced in this task. And I think Mary did carry the peace of God that transcends all understanding. And that's what Philippians 4:7 teaches us. And it really goes back to our key verse of Isaiah 9:6-7 about how God came in as flesh in the form of Jesus and how he is the Prince of Peace. And we see in Philippians that the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. So the peace of God is found in Jesus, not in a self-help book, a quick start dieting, or an app on our smartphone. Jesus is peace, or shalom, and only in him do we find wholeness, blessing, and connection to the Lord. And friend, I just want to give us all this gentle reminder that God created Sabbath rest so we can practice shalom, which is peace, wholeness, blessing, and connection to the Lord and other Christ followers. And so this month, as we have been looking at the Advent wreath, hope, faith, joy, and peace, Advent teaches us how to anticipate the coming of Christ. It reminds us that faith is not hurried. And Jesus wasn't rushing around when he was here on earth. He intentionally spent time with individuals, counseling them, and giving them the greatest gift, which is peace. So I want us to be like Mary. And instead of having these central condemning thoughts of, I'm unworthy, I'm not good enough, I'm not seen, I'm not loved, I want us to be like Mary. In Luke 1:45 said, blessed is she who believes. Mary accepted God's call on her life with grace and submission. And you can too. God has given you a calling and a purpose, and your identity rests in Jesus. And the Christmas story is God's declaration that he loves you and that you have value and worth. And friend, do you know what the Word of God says about you? And I have to remind myself of this constantly, constantly. But in Ephesians chapter 1, we learn that because of Jesus Christ, our identity creed is this, that because of Jesus Christ, I am seen, I am worthy, I am loved. I am chosen and created for a purpose. I'm going to say this again. I even have hand motions, and many of you that have walked through Illuminate, our leadership course, you know these hand motions, so do it along with me, friend, if you have walked through this and you know the motions. Because of Jesus Christ, I am seen, I am worthy, I am loved. I am chosen and created for a purpose. I think I need to tell you what the hand motions are, actually. So when we say, I am seen, I want you to point to your eyes. When we say, I am worthy, I want you to stretch both arms out wide. And then, I am loved, I want you to pull your arms in an X over your chest. Then, I am chosen, I want you to point both of your thumbs at yourself. And then, created for a purpose, I want you to lift your fingers up high, like you're giving God praise for His creation. Got it? You can do it at your own pace. It's a lot of fun, trust me. So just in closing, I want us to just all know that, yeah, we are all unworthy to receive God's blessings based upon our own efforts, based upon our own performance, and based upon our own thoughts. However, the Holy Spirit draws our barren souls to holiness. We are worthy to live set apart, holy lives filled with God's blessings because of the power of the Holy Spirit working on our behalf, because of Jesus being born and then dying on the cross for our sins. God gave us the Sabbath to rest and rejoice in Him. So let us celebrate Advent together by resting in the truth that we were created to place our identity in Christ so we can receive hope, faith, joy, and peace. Thank you, friends. I'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye. All right, Megan, let's tell everyone about our rest retreat.
Oh, I'm excited about this.
I'm so excited.
So we are going back to Nevington, Georgia.
Yes.
It's outside of Edison, Georgia.
That's right.
And this is where we went for our first one.
Yes.
So it has
the Nevington Lodge. It's beautiful. It's serene. It's quiet.
And so we're going January 6th and 7th of 2023.
Two nights stay.
And it is just a time for us to refocus after the busy holiday season.
Yes.
Get our heads on straight for the new year.
Yes. And our rest retreat, it's different from a normal retreat where it's filled with activities.
Right.
We're actually going to decrease the amount of activities. So we'll have some time for stillness. And also a little bit of movement because the lodge is beautiful and the farm that surrounds it is beautiful. And also some time for fellowship and some really good food.
Right.
But also time to rest.
Yes, time. And that is what we want to make sure we do before we start another
year.
And so our cost is going to be $250.
Mm-hmm.
That's for two-night lodging,
mm-hmm.
all your meals, Guidebook 101, which mm-hmm. you'll need for the weekend, and then the activities and things like that.
Yeah.
And so
a fun few surprises.
We hope that you can make time to join us.
Yes, because you're worthy of rest.
Absolutely.
And it's a great time to set your intent for the new year.
Exactly.
So find out more on our website at therestfulproject.com and go ahead and register today because it's a very limited capacity. So we want you to come if it's something that is on your mind.
Yes.
Yeah. So come join us. It's going to be awesome.
Yes.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of the Restful Projects podcast.
When you join our seasonal learning community, you will receive weekly encouragement and seasonal wellness tips that will help you fight fatigue and live life fully.
Plus, you'll receive fun perks and discounted event pricing, so you're not going to want to miss out. Trust me. You can learn more about The Restful Project at our website, therestfulproject.com, or you can join our private Facebook group, which is The Restful Project Seasonal Learning Community. You can also keep up with us on Facebook and Instagram at The Restful Project. Thanks again. Have a great day. Bye.